From newstalkzb.co.nz.
First, for breaking news.
Since 1988, John Toogood has been front and centre of one of New Zealand's most prolific and long-lasting and hard-rocking bands, Sheehard. And if anybody in New Zealand symbolises balls-out rock and roll, it's John Toogood. But since 2009, he's been taking some interesting diversions from Sheehard, and most notably right now with something he's doing that no one has ever expected before. He's hitting the theatre stage. John Toogood joins us this morning. Hello, John.
G'day. How you going?
Good. Gosh, you're in Brel. It's playing right now, the concert chamber, Auchentown Hall, singing the songs of Jacques Brel, the Belgian chanson. Chanteuse.
Yeah. I just think great songwriter, really.
Yeah, that'll do. Goodness me. Tell us, what's the show like?
It has been one of the hardest and most challenging things I've ever been involved in, but we did the preview show last night, and it's huge. It's huge in not just in size, but in weight of emotion. I mean, the ideas that you're dealing with in each song, they're just the big ones. It's all like death and love and life and loss, and It is so beautiful. I think someone described it last night after seeing the show as like, it's all of a sudden like being able to remember that amazing conversation you had the night before at 3 a.m. with somebody where you got the meaning of life, but then you forget it the next day. Well, the show's like actually being there and remembering it.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it's just an amazing... I think Michael's done a great job of directing it. The material's fantastic from the word go. We've got a great musical director in Leon Radojkovic. And we've got a band on stage. Mm. And we have to move all our own mics. It's all wired. It's no frills at all. It's just four people delivering these great songs.
And they are.
Deliver them well,
They're great songs. They're very personal songs. They're very dark. They're very adult songs. They were songs that that inspired people like Bob Dylan. There were songs that inspired Leonard Cohen and David Bowie. I mean, I guess if nobody knows the songs of Jacques Brel, the Belgian, they may know Nimekitipa, you know.
Yeah.
And they may know Amsterdam, but he's done so many. I understand. Are you doing My Death?
I am doing My Death. And that's a big song, you know. That's especially with this, you know, this year's been particularly hard for me just because I lost my father at the start of the year, and that really does make you ask all those questions about mortality. I mean, it's not only the loss of someone extremely close and dealing with that, it's also, that's coming for all of us in the end, that, you know, that thing. And you do spend a lot of your time not thinking about it because it doesn't really pay to think about it too much, but ultimately, yeah. It happens, and so yeah, I've sort of been going through that anyway, and then I sort of get given this song and just like sink into it, and it's amazing.
How does your voice sit with a Jacques Brel song?
I think we've been paired with each one of us, you know, me, Jennifer, and Tama, and Julia. They've really thought about who to give what song to, and. Each of the songs they've chosen for me, I feel very comfortable with them. You know, they sit right in the sort of pocket of where I sing, and they also, I can relate to every one of them. I mean, even in a crazy way, you know, like another song I do is a song called Next, which it's like a nightmare. It's like a nightmare. Reliving a nightmare on stage. It's dealing with shame. I mean, it's basically the story of a man who loses his virginity in a whorehouse, which has been been bought by the army that he's in, catching gonorrhea basically, and always and never being able to have a relationship after that because that's what he always remembers every time he gets intimate with somebody, and it's like. I mean, this is extremely shameful, heavy thoughts, but amazingly beautiful at the same time because it's so honest and confronting, you know.
John, this is something you've never really considered before. You've also been doing the Adults Project since 2009 as well. Something sort of clicked in you that it's not just Sheehard anymore.
Yeah, no, I think it was basically, I think, 2009. I just went, I've got to break out of this thing. I mean, I was so career-driven from when, you know, we started very young. And, I mean, 18, 19, and it was like, the mission was this. It was to be the biggest band in the world. Nothing else was going to stand in that way. And to do that, I think I just had my blinkers on and was sort of, and in a way, you sort of have to. You have to, you know, be very goal orientated and just, that's it. Eyes on the prize. Go, go, go. But you miss all these huge layers of life that, you know, are around you, but you're not aware of them because you don't really see it. So I think around 2009, I think we just finished the Seahard tour. I was thinking, I've got all this music that I write, because I constantly write music. That's my time out, as well as, you know, that's what I do for a job, but it's also what I do to relax, you know. And it just didn't fit with what I did in Seahard at all. And I originally set out to do a solo record where I'd just get some friends of mine who are great musicians that I respected to jam on it. But it quickly turned into, oh, actually, let's just write music, just completely new music. And I shelved pretty much everything that I'd done by myself and just started from scratch.
But it's amazing. It's amazing when you take a leap of faith like that and do something that you've never done before, how it can then progress. Because this weekend we see the release of The Adults, which is your side project, and you've done their songs and recorded them for an album with the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, they sort of, I think the people there heard the album, liked it, and went, you know, approached me and said, would you like to do this? And I was sort of, okay, yeah, I've always wanted to do, you know, something with an orchestra. I mean, when I was a kid, my Auntie Jean used to take me to the Sunday Pops at the Wellington Town Hall. Yeah. And I used to just love it because it was just such a massive sound, you know, and it was like, wow, magic, you know. Mm. And this was something I'd always wanted to do, and I thought, okay, cool, if we do this, I don't want to do it the traditional way of, okay, you guys just fit around us and we'll just play what we usually play, and you guys just try and, you know, just fit around it, which is, I think, it seems to be the way with, like, symphonic pop, you know, collaborations that I'd seen. Instead, we sort of had a look around at ranges that were doing interesting things, and the brief was, there's the song, now make it for an orchestra and do with it what you want, and which is basically a continuation of the whole sort of manifesto behind making The Adults record in the first place. You know, it was like, you've got an idea, show me what the idea is. You know,
we played Anniversary Day earlier in the program, and it's actually made that song actually sound quite Jacques Brel-like, if I can just sort of, you know, pee in your pocket for a bit there. It's a beautiful thing. But also, the other thing is, you did the documentary about the life and times of Seahard, Beautiful Machine, and that's just being released in Australia. I think there's a big gala, or there's certainly presentations, you know, right the way through this month. It's very painful for you to watch that, but you're just so busy at the moment, aren't you?
Mm. I think that's really good, though. In fact, I know it's really good. It's like I've just, especially now, you know, I've actually had a taste of, you know, like, you can actually do this all the time. You can be creative all the time. Mm. You can have new ideas all the time. And why not? You know, it's like, life is fleeting and life is precious, and why waste any of it, you know? So,
in 2009, weren't you turning about 40 then? I mean, is this a midlife revelation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm now 41, but I feel pretty good, in pretty good condition.
Yeah.
And you know what? I mean, just working with Jennifer and Michael Hurst, you know, that she's about to turn 50. She's amazing, really inspiring to be around. And he's the same. He's 55, and it makes me go, right, so much time to do great things.
And no peace for the wicked, because this summer you're touring not only with The Adults doing the winery tours, but you're also getting Seahard back together again. So, gosh, you've got to remember a lot of songs.
Oh, yeah, no, it's I think, you know, with Seahard stuff, because I wrote those things. It's like, you just have a few run-throughs and remember the bits that you usually mess up.
Yeah,
then you're fine. But, Yeah, I mean, it's doing all this outside stuff actually makes me appreciate the band I was in when I was a kid anyway. You know, it's like Sheehad, the four people in Sheehad make this particular noise that happens to be larger than life, and it feels great to be inside of it, you know. And I think doing the adults has been amazing, doing this brawl thing's amazing, but if anything, it makes me appreciate where I come from even more. It's like I was very lucky to meet those three guys and be able to create that sort of music and create that size, you know, of music.
And so the fans can expect more Sheehad in the future.
There's already talk about the writing and recording of the next record. I mean, there's some crazy sort of idea of going to Egypt with Jazz Coleman to do some writing, actually, and in the middle of next year. So that's actually, I mean, but we're all sort of like on the same wavelength there. It's like we're all, I mean, who wouldn't want to go and, see Egypt and make a record there? I mean, it could be great, you know.
I am so impressed with you at the moment. Your life is like turbocharged. I love the adults. And as I wrap up this interview, it's hard to actually know what to talk about John Toogood next. You know, catch him at Brel at the Concert Chamber happening right now in Auckland, singing the songs of Jacques Brel. Buy the record, The Adults, with the Christchurch Symphony Orchestra. See The Adults live over summer. See Sheehad live over summer. And wait for the next Sheehad album, and then just try and see what John Toogood will do next.
Thanks.
Awesome. It's awesome.
Cool. Yeah, busy boy. But that's great. I wouldn't have it any other way.